You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Across the Desk
with Clement Maniatela
on 702.
So on Across the Desk this morning, I am hosting listeners of the Clement Maniatela show, listeners of 702. So I try to do this at least twice a year. I have hosted, in fact, I think recently, the last time we hosted listeners who listened to us overseas. We had people in Switzerland. We had people in the UK. I don't remember the other countries, which was really fascinating. There were more people, you know, who were telling us why they're constantly tuning in the morning, which is great. And the reason I particularly do this is because this show, and in fact, just 702 as a whole, we're not just about us, but we are about our listeners as well. We care about you. We care about your context. We care about how you feel, what you think. And I always, you know, one of my favorites across the desk is when I talk to you. So today I thought, let me host some older listeners. Because I've hosted, the listeners I've hosted before were like 32, you know, 35 at the most. So today I decided, let me host older listeners. And I know a lot of you are calling and you are 37. You're like, no, we want to come. We're old. No, you're not. So let me introduce you to the listeners I have. You don't have to be in studio to be part of the conversation. So you can always send your WhatsApp voice notes or give us a call. We've got Reverend Chris Matebula, who is a pastor, is a senior pastor at Hope Restoration Ministries. Reverend has called on the show. You've WhatsApped us on the show as well. Yeah. Thank you for coming in. Good morning.
Hey, my debater. Thank you for having us. I'm very excited, and I was not aware that I'm that old.
How old are you? You are at 51, right?
51.
You're young. I mean, look at you.
I'm feeling young.
You
and
are.
I know I'm young.
And I love how you dress. You always, who dress? Is it your wife? Is it your kids?
I think it's a township in me.
Oh, for Tembisa.
Yeah, for Tembisa. Yeah. And my wife.
You
and my
always look
say,
good.
Yeah, thank you.
You always look good.
I appreciate that.
So I've met you before, right? So I wasn't surprised when you walked in, because the thing about radio is we create pictures of people because we don't see them.
Yeah.
I always find listeners who say, oh, I thought you looked like this.
Yeah.
I thought you were taller.
Yes.
I thought you were better looking or this. And it's always fascinating. So when Mushere walked in, who is my other guest, you may know Mushere, who always calls on the show, always has interesting views on the open line. Mushere, thank you for coming in as well.
I'm also privileged to also be part of this thing across the table. Of course, the issues that normally we call talking about are issues that are affecting us as communities, as a country, and also globally they do affect us, of which is that's why one saw it fitting to also partake, because if we keep quiet, things are really getting better. We need to engage in order to try to correct. Of course, we cannot solve all problems, but where possible, you have to engage in order to try to resolve the problems that we're facing as a country.
Yeah, we must be active citizens. When you walked in, I was like, you look so, I mean, you are not too tall, you're not that short, but you've got a petite body, and I imagined you as someone who's like big and really tall. I didn't know you have a beard. So it's interesting. It's really interesting to see you guys. Let me introduce the third guest. We've got also on the line Thembile Mamzimande Masopa, who's actually in Durban now. So Mam Thembile, thank you for also joining. Good morning. Oh, what happened there? Please, let's get Mam Thembile back. How I met Mam Thembile, actually, she sent me an email 2 years or a year ago.
Yeah.
She's retired. She's over 60. And she was like, she lost her husband in 2018. And she used to travel with her husband. And she said she wants to be hooked up with other 702 listeners. And by hook up, I mean friends that she can travel with, because, you know, she misses those interactions. And I remember we had about 20 or so people who were calling us and saying, we are also retired and we want to be with Mam Thembile, which is a lovely, which is fascinating about radio, how we are able to connect with each other. We've got her back on the line now. Mam Thembile, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you, Clem. Thank you.
How are you?
Inviting. Well, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm told you're traveling. You're in Durban now. You're on holiday.
I'm in Bali too. Thanks.
Yeah, okay. We're going to try fix that line. So let's start with you, Reverend Matebwile. How long have you been listening to 702?
Yeah, I think it's for over 15 years to 20 now.
Sure.
Yeah, so I've been with you guys, the transitions that took place over the
And there have been many transitions.
I'm telling you, and I've been following you, getting emotional, losing some other guys.
Yeah.
You know, your Gula Negwala, you'll be crying at home,
yeah.
You know, because you get attached to this. So it has been some years now, and then just following you.
Yeah, and Mushere, how long?
It is for 19 years. When UCBS was doing the show that Aubrey is doing now, I was
night,
also part
yeah,
of yeah, night show.
Night show, yeah.
From, and also, a number of guys, night show, we are also part of that, and also with the money. Of course, when radio was also here, I was also already part of the 702. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing. 19 years. And for you, Mam Tembile, how long have you been listening for?
At the time when we had John Burke, Jenny Cruz.
Yeah.
I used to enjoy those pranks. That are John Burke.
Yeah.
And, Jenny Cruz Williams. I enjoyed a lot of the food and travel issues. I've listened since that time,
I remember she's had that food and travel feature that was done on her show. One of the things I always have, Reverend, the questions I always ask myself is how you guys interact with us on the station. Do you listen to the station the whole day? Or like, do you listen when you are in the car? And how do you choose which topics also you comment on? Because you've called, you've sent your WhatsApps.
Now, obviously, you'll have your favorite shows. You know, you get attached to specific people, and the topics as well will also speak to you. But obviously, my car is always, you know, tuned to 702. When I get into the car, you know, when it's on, it just goes 702. And whoever is active on that day and, you know, will just follow. So sometimes I travel. That's what I find myself listening to. So I don't just play music all the time, but I rather be in a space where I get information. I'm challenged. I get some emotions, you know, and all that. So I want to know what is happening in the country. I'm that type of a person, and I know that 702 will always do that. So for me, it's not like now I'm going to listen to 702.
Yeah.
It is just there in my car. I know it. This is what I'm going to do all the day.
And so let me talk about my show, because, I mean, that's the show I do.
Yeah.
We don't just do politics, Moshere. And I wonder, and Rev, you can also come in on this, are there specific subjects, because people listen differently to the radio. There are people who love politics. So when I have an open line about the ANC, they are listening. If I have an open line about heritage, they're like, ah, that's not for me, which is okay, because we listen differently to the radio. What fascinates you? What do you enjoy the most about the show or about 702?
Most importantly, or what normally I do, I listen to everything. Everything.
I've never heard you call on Friday at 11 o'clock.
I
talk about sex and relationships.
Yeah, normally I don't call, but I listen. Even my wife knows. I listen, of course, listening to the topics that you normally engage. But on that topic, normally I don't call. But also
when I say ANC, Moshera, I know I can guarantee he's gonna call in.
No, I listen to every show.
Yeah.
I can say 70% of my time I listen to radio. Of course, I also love National Geographic. The news. My wife also knows that the radio normally when I'm in the bedroom. Normally I spend
in the bedroom. You take us into your bedrooms.
I do have. No, normally I spend a lot of my time at home. I can say my wife is my friend.
Yeah.
When I can say 95% if I'm not at work, I'm at home.
That's,
My wife will be in the kitchen or in the dining room with the kids. Normally, I'll be in the bedroom listening.
For me, obviously, it will be I think the way you bring information, so you know that the moment you switch on, you know, to 702, you'll be informed, you know, and you'll be impacted, you'll be challenged, you know. So whoever comes in there, they'll bring the topic of the moment, you know. You are always fresh, you know what is happening. And so I'm one person, I just want to know what is happening in my surroundings. So for me, that is one of the things that I've been enjoying, and then with you guys.
I actually just, when you said bedroom, I remember. But when I was on holiday, I met the French, our French ambassador, his name is Tabucho, and I met him and his wife in Paris. And the wife told me that every single morning, like, the ambassador is always like shouting because he's listening to the open line and he's disagreeing with someone. So the wife is like, I'm woken up with shouts from my husband every morning in the bedroom because, she's on the radio before they even get up and start their day. Can I tell you guys what's awkward for me?
Yeah.
So when I was asked to do the show, I was very skeptical. I mean, I said no for about 2.5 weeks. I was like, no, I am not doing this show.
I remember the first day.
And I was so scared on the first day. And the biggest reason why I didn't want to take up the show, and I told my former boss, my boss at the time, was I don't think I'm old enough. I don't think I've had life experience. I'm not married. I don't have kids. At the time, I was 30, and she said, that doesn't matter. Radio is about a community, and you build your community. And one of the things I've always been insecure about is, how do I relate to someone at the age of 30 or 32 now, who's 51, or who's 47, or who's over 60, like Mam Tembile, or who is over 70? And every time, so what warms my heart is every time I meet older listeners who tell me, oh my God, we love the show, because for me, that means I'm able to relate to those people even when I'm high. And Mam Tembi, let me have you weigh in, and then I'll get Rev and Moshere to come in as well. Do you sometimes feel the age difference?
No, not at all, Clement. We love you just the way you are. I've also found it very easy. I think the way you come across is very relatable. Honest, you know, I just find that I appreciated the way you put yourself on a plate, so to speak, and say, guys, this is me, you know, this is who I am, this is how I grew up, and you joke about, you know, experiences in your life. It's me, you know, it's a sense of feeling, I mean, a family, you know, somebody you can relate to regardless of the fact that. Age
of
my kid.
And for you, Rev?
I think similar to what Mam Tembi is saying, you were open-minded. I think it was also an advantage that you came into the program, you are not married, and because sometimes you want to protect your space, you know, so no children and all that, so you've got nothing to lose. You just put your heart there and to say, it's me, Clement, and then you put your life, your background, your emotions into it as well. I mean, when people are calling, you know, with a challenge, and you'll go say, oh, I'm very sorry about that. You know, I'm so sorry about that. And people love that. I think for me, that was the main thing. I said, this guy can relate, you know, to what we are going through. He understands our frustration. He understands what we are going through. And even if sometimes our guys are challenging you, they're telling you, Clement, I don't agree with you. You don't just insist. You said, listen, it is okay to disagree. You know, I want to be a part of that show where I'm not going to be condemned at the end of the day just because I'm different.
With a different view.
I've got a different view. So you allow everybody to put their views and not, you know, pushing your view into that. I think that has worked very well for me.
Is it awkward for you guys when you hear this young man? Because I tell my mom not to listen to me on Fridays at 11 o'clock. My mom listens to the show almost every day, but I always ask her, and she never listens to me. And I said, Mama, at 11 on Friday, don't listen, because the topics we discuss, I don't want my mom to hear me talk about those things. So, yeah, it's awkward for me, honestly, when I talk about things like that. But we'll weigh in more on this when we come back from the break. So it's 23 minutes after 10 o'clock. I've got your calls coming through on 011-883-0702. I'll take your voice notes as well on 072-702-1702. It's always nice for me to hear the perspective of a listener, right? Which is why I try at least once or twice a year to host listeners of 702, listeners of the Clement Manyathela Show. We've got Reverend Chris Mathebula, we've got Mam Thembile, Mosopa, and we also have Moshere Ramogole, who are my guests. But again, Ramogale. Yeah, Ramogale. Because you never give us your surname, eh? It's just Moshere.
Yeah, normally when I call, I don't say my surname. I just say my name only.
Yeah. After the break, more of your calls and WhatsApp voice notes.
Across the Desk
with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
25 minutes after 10 o'clock on Across the Desk this morning, I'm hosting listeners of the show, listeners of Radio 702. I've got Reverend Chris Mathebula. I've got Mam Thembile Mosopa. I've got Moshere as well. Oh, and I see we've got a call from Professor Bonang Mohale. Prof, good morning.
Good morning, Tate Manyathela Lekae.
Rekhona Lekae.
I get to tell you that I'm down on my knees. You've got three of my favorite family members.
Yeah.
Mam Thembile, Moshere, and Reverend Chris Mathebula.
Yeah.
And as it happens, Reverend Chris Mathebula has just given me an award, having him.
Yeah.
I must tell you, he's the same man at church as when he calls and when you meet him as a citizen. It is wonderful to be in the presence of dignified greatness from the black pool of excellence. Clement, thank you so much for the opportunity. Mohulwan wak.
Relebogile, Prof. Ah, that's such wonderful words.
Thank you, Prof.
From Professor Bonang Mohale.
Yeah.
I always see him running in my area when I drive to work. Always. And it's sometimes when I run around my area, I always come across him many times. What a wonderful man.
He's a good man. He's a good man.
Definitely hear him from Professor Ndate Mohale. Bona Mohale is really inspiring because normally I do hear him for Near 702 and also on other platforms where he engage. You can see the knowledge that he have and also the black excellence that we have. We would like to see more of Ndate Bona Mohale so that the young ones, when they grow, they have that. We do have people who can look up to as South African, as black people, that really can motivate us to get to the level where Ndate Mohale. I'm also grateful for Ndate Mohale.
Here's another voice note that's come through. All right, we'll get to that voice note shortly. Mam Thembile, I've got more calls, by the way. 011-883-0702. I'll get to them. Let's just do this voice note and read some of your messages.
Hi, Clement. My name is Lucky. I've been listening to 702 as long as I can remember. I remember it was on Medium Wave Channel when I started listening to it. John Robbins, Agi Anastasios, all these guys. Yeah, I'm 57 this year. Lucky Rustenberg.
Ah, Lucky, who is 57 this year. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling us. Here's another voice note that's come through.
Oh, Clement, man, you guys are so addictive. I've been addicted to that to your radio station for the past 22 years. Sure. So I started listening to 702 in 2000. So I've listened to John Beggs, John Robbie, John Kwelani, Timothy Say, Reedy, the late and great XG, and now it's you.
Yeah.
You know, so thank you so much, 702, for keeping us informed every time, every day. Praobri is also doing very well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Clement. Great show. Thanks for inviting the senior listeners to the show. I'm also 45 years old. I've been with now following 702 for the past 10 years or so. I have to say, though, that Muruti there, he sounds very much like Wilson Pinkosi.
Yo.
Great show, anyway. Daniel Mgoni here from Spring Squat here, man. Thanks.
A feature in radio, Reverend.
Wow.
You must give us soulful Sundays, eh?
You'll never know. You'll never know.
After you preach,
you see
just
that.
Come host soulful Sundays here.
Well, I'll remember that.
It's exactly 10:30.
Across the Desk
with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
It's 25 minutes before 11 o'clock. We are hosting listeners of the show, listeners of 702 on Across the Desk this morning. I've got Mam Thembile, I've got Reverend Mathebula, I've got Moshere here as well. Mam Thembile, I wanted to ask you earlier, how do you listen to the radio? Do you listen in the car? Are you also taking us into your bedroom? Yes, Mam Thembile? Oh, no, I'm struggling with that line. Let's take Nomsa in Kempton Park. Nomsa, good morning.
Morning, my manager. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. I've been listening to 702 since 1993. I'm 55 years old. It was 702 who informed us about the assassination of Chris Hani.
Mm.
It was 702 who informed us about the passing of the Zambian squad in 1993. Mm. But the reason why I called you, it's because I like your show. You are so humble. I like when you said, when you go back to the village, when the other guys are planning to wash your car, you feel so guilty. That's how can they wash your car, because you are in their situation growing up. That shows Ubuntu. Yep. You are nothing without Ubuntu.
Yep.
So to have Ubuntu is a big thing. People think when they die, people will remember them. For the cars that they were driving, the houses that they used to live in, people are going to remember you for your kindness or how you treated them, whether it's bad or it's good. The other thing that I just want to say, I want to say to hi, is Pastor Piwe Mathebula. He is my pastor.
And oh, is
it? I look up to him. He is humble. And actually, I'm mentioning him. When I say to him, people only remember you for the things that you did to them.
Wow. That's amazing, Namsa. Oh,
thank you.
Mam Namsa, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call. Oh, guess who we got a message from? Hi, Clement. I'm happy to hear my husband on the radio. In our bedroom, it's just Radio 702. Moshere loves 702. I love you, my husband. And Clement, you are my favorite because of Moshere. Enjoy the day. That's Janice. That's your wife.
Wow.
I would love to do it. Clement, my wife, she's everything to me. She's a pillar of strength. Everything that I do, she's there. Also, in 2018, I started running. And every race that I'm going to, my wife was with me. I will. This recently, we went for comrades. My wife was there.
Wow.
And the support, the love. Clement, my wife is
everything. That's amazing.
If I really can start talking about my wife.
I'm telling you, we're not going to stop. Yeah, I can see your eyes.
Hey, no, I can
see. You're making many people to be jealous, man.
Yeah. Let's take Matilda in Fairland. Matilda, good morning.
Morning, guys. Goedemorgen. Ik ben een Nederlander.
Goedemorgen.
I've been listening to 702 since they started. My daughter was born in 80. I listened, but now the worst is I take you guys to bed. I put my earphones in, and then they go in my pillow.
Yeah.
So if I want to listen, I turn left, and I listen. If I want to sleep, I just turn right. So yeah. And at the moment, with load shedding, I've got a tiny little portable radio, and I take it by the aerial, and I take it all over the house. Except now I'm in the lounge, and it's in the bedroom.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to you guys. Look, there's some of you guys that I love. There's some of you guys that I don't like. But that's nice. You can't love everybody.
Of course.
You can't hate everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
I couldn't do without 702. Have a good day. Now
thank you,
know.
Matilda. Merci. Baya danke. Matilda is 70 years old. That's one thing people, I think, don't understand is, for me, like, I think of radio like music as well, right? I mean, there are people that are going to produce like wonderful music and you love it in the beginning.
Yeah.
But as they go, you're like, oh, not really. Or the people that produce music, you love it. There are other people who produce similar music, but you don't love it. And there's nothing wrong with actually, or even having, if it's a 3-hour show and you feel, actually, I don't like the 11 segment or the 9 segment, that's okay.
Yeah.
Right? Because we've got different listening patterns.
Yeah. And different culture. Different culture. And I think that is what it takes about you guys. you look at right from, well, I start maybe listening to Bongani in the morning, and then you come in, and later on, and Arabile?
Afternoon. So me, then there's John.
Yeah, there's John.
Relebukhile, yes.
All of you, you are unique but different.
Yeah.
And then you reach out to different people. I think the management has done in wonderful work there to study the market, you know, to say this time we're going to bring this person, we're going to bring that person and all that, or bring right at night, you know, and he's doing a wonderful work as well. So I think just understand that you've done so well by bringing different, you know, crops of people and then to reach out to different people. Yeah. That is how you do it in marketing.
That diversity.
That, definitely. That is true. Also, I like I said, 702 is part of me. 70% I'm listening. During the weekend, I also listen to the guys who are playing the music.
The music, yeah.
Yeah, and also that it brings me closer because some of the music, Clement, I'm an emotional person. Some of the time when I listen to the music, it reminds me of my wife to really appreciate more when I'm still alive so that when I'm no more, she can really, also the kids, that the my father was there for us. Of course, sometimes my wife will say that, no, you are too much on radio. Don't give me time.
But, take it easy.
But when I have that time to really appreciate it, I tell her that, Jenny, you are my everything.
And Jenny.
I'm fortunate to have you as part of my life. And
Jenny, you have an amazing husband.
No, I also need to say I love my wife. Hey, otherwise, I'll be in a serious problem.
When you get home, you'll be in trouble. But were you just sitting there?
I would your next gun now. I would your next.
When I would your next. Eva in Q, good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
I'm okay, Eva. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. I'm so impressed with your panel.
Yeah.
Good morning to them and your listeners.
Yeah.
I already know some of them. Like, Mashere is one of the people that I already know. Before you even say Mashere, I already
know. You already know the voice.
And I've been listening to 702 in the time of John Robbie, Dan Muyani, Reedy, in Azania, but you are all fabulous, really. You can tackle one topic, but each and every one of you take it in a different angle.
Yeah.
And it's all so interesting. And every time when we're discussing something at home, and I just want to say something, my children say, oh, please, don't tell us it's 702 again.
I heard on 702, this and that. Well, Eva, thank you for listening. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. I got a tweet earlier. I can't find it now, but from someone who says, Clement, when are you going to host us? The 19-year-olds. So maybe that's going to be the next Across the Desk. I'll be hosting those that are younger than 20. Kagiso in Boksburg. Hello.
Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good, Levin. Thank you for having me. Listen, I've been listening to 702 for 8 years now when I was, 31 years. And someone introduced me to it because the person was so, like, annoyed for me to listen to a certain music station. He said, you are growing, you need to engage in such type of education.
Like, stop listening to music.
Why should I just listen to the people talking for the whole day?
Yeah.
Why? Because I need to dance, you know? Then I tuned it. I was like, let me give this thing a chance.
Yeah.
Then I started to listen and I could feel that I'm learning every day.
Yeah.
I am growing. I am maturing.
Yeah.
And I get to the point where I even lost some of my friends because I could feel that these people, they're boring me because I'm no longer on that level. And that's all because of 702. That's how much I matured. You know, as you grow, then I felt like I need to go. I just enjoyed this thing of getting matured every day because at some point I felt like I'm 30, but you know, the thing that I'm doing, I feel like I'm 19 years, you know? Then I get to the point where I catch up with my age. Then I was like, no, I need to grow spiritually. I feel this thing inside me. Then that's when I said, I need to find a church. Which church must I go? Because today we see a lot of churches. I don't know, how did I end up in Hope Restoration Mystery? I was always passing there. And I said, you know what, this is the church I'm going to go to.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow. Kagiso, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we've challenged you. And you know, we don't come here because we think we know everything. Yeah. I mean, I learn from the listeners every day. Sometimes I'm persuaded by the listeners. I'll come with this very rigid argument and think, no, this is what I think. And there's a listener who comes and convinces me to think otherwise. And I always appreciate that. So just as you are challenged, Kagiso, trust me, we are challenged all the time. Yeah. And that's a healthy environment, right?
Definitely.
We don't speak to each other. We speak with each other.
Yeah.
You know, and where we can convince each other, we do that. Let me take some voice notes and then more calls shortly.
Hi, Clement, and your guest. You're right. You know, every time you talk politics, there'll be a voice note somewhere towards the end of the show. Then at the end, it will be like, Mushere, bye. Every time, he'll be like, Mushere, bye. That's how he signs out every time after his voice note. I like that guy very much.
Morning, Clement. It's Leonard here. Look, I'm 28 years old, and I listen to 702 every day. So after that, listening to 702 back in 2014, and I was 20 at that time, I was 20 years old at that time. And I never looked back ever since. I'm so hooked to 702. But now that you've got listeners who are on their 50s, 60s, I sort of feel like, no, man, maybe I'm too young for 702. But nonetheless, I will always listen to 702. Wow. Yeah.
You are not young. I mean, how old am I? I'm 32.
Wow.
So you're not young at all. We've got listeners from across the different ages. Like, we have people who are 25 who actually listen to us. Yeah. We've got people in their 35s. We've got more people who are just over 40. We've got people who are, I mean, the people calling in now are 70, they're 80. And that tells you of just the wide variety that we have. We've got Rafilo Nteke, who's calling us from Kempton Park. Hello, Rafilo. Or should I say
Hi,
Councillor
Clement.
Rafilo?
No, MPL Rafilo.
MPL Rafilo. How are you?
You know, you've got some of my favorite people. Dadumahani, I worked with him some time back. But today I want to pay tribute to him.
Mm.
He gave me free counseling. People don't know that as politicians, sometimes we are human.
Mm.
And we go through the normal crisis that normal human beings go through. When I was in a dark cloud, Dadumahani gave me free counseling in his church. And I want to honor him on your radio. And he's an amazing, he's a father to me. Thank you so much for everything you ever did for me.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. I'm glad I could do that and keep up the good work, eh?
Thank you, Tati.
Thank you.
Thanks,
yeah, Rafael Nseke there, the DA member of the provincial legislature. Let's take a quick ad break. It's 13 before 11.
Across the Desk
with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
It's going up to 10 minutes before 11 o'clock. We've got Reverend Mathebula, we've got Moshere, we had Mam Tembile as well on the line. And I want to try and accommodate as many calls as possible. So let's head straight to Daniel in Centurion. Daniel, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Clement.
Hi, how's it, Daniel?
All right, and you?
Good, good.
You know what, today I thought, let me just call in, and I'll tell you why I decided to call in. You know, the first time I started listening to Radio 702, I think it was somewhere around 1995. And, the reason why I started listening to 702, it was because of this one manager of mine at the company I used to work at the time. Because my name is Daniel, like one day he came to me and he said, Daniel, are you, and then he started calling me Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, called me Dan, and he was like, do you know Dan Moyani? He actually called me Dan Moyani.
Mm.
And I wanted to know who this Dan Moyani was. And he said, Dan Moyani is the guy who is on 702, blah, 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 and all that. And that's when I started learning about Radio 702 as a station.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, then I started looking for it and I started listening to it. And let me tell you, since then, you know, I don't really listen to any other radio station except 702. But you know, the one thing that Radio 702 did to me was that, you know, I used to enjoy reading papers,
mm-hmm.
you know, like your newspapers and all that. And because of Radio 702 is so informative, you know, everything that happens, you know about it immediately. They've got, you know, the eyewitness on whatever is happening around there. You get information and you'll only read about it in the newspaper maybe a day or two down the line.
Mm.
And for that reason, I stopped reading my newspapers, you know?
Because you're having it on the radio.
And one other thing that I've noticed now lately, I'm so proud of how Radio 702 has evolved in terms of increasing their listenership. Because at that time, I mean, you'd hardly hear somebody from, let's say, Polokwane saying, I'm listening to Radio 702. But they're listening to it today. I mean, like this morning I was listening to them, to people calling from different countries saying, I'm listening to 702 and all these kind of things.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Daniel. Yeah, thank you. We always appreciate it. There's a question here that someone is asking you guys. They're asking, so can you just ask the guest, Clement, do they always have airtime to call in on the show? And how does it work? So the system we use here, do you always call us or do we call you back?
No, I'll call and then they'll say we'll call you back.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, it's like...
So you're saving your airtime.
The airtime is not a big issue. You always call us back.
You know, there are people who don't believe that we'll call them back. So when you say we'll call you back, they're like, no, I will hold. And then they hold for 5 minutes. And when I say hello, it cuts because the airtime is fed.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'll always call back.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it does get hectic. I mean, there's times when the calls are going so crazy, you know, that the producers are struggling to, you know, line up all of the calls. What about you? How do you use it?
Definitely. Initially, when I started, I would phone sometimes to find that my 100 and something airtime is finished without even engaging.
Yeah, before you engage.
Of course, I'll be angry, but I started developing some patience where, of course, like what that Matuvula is saying, being called back. Like, if not last week, it's a week before last, where I did phone, I was put on hold, and they never came back to me. Then I was sort of angry, but I just wrote an SMS to say that, why do you, if you are busy, why don't you just let me to hang up? But I realized that, of course, I'm not the only one who's really listening to 702. Then I understand.
And the open line, like...
Definitely.
I'll show you guys the lines here. I mean, I've got how many lines in total are here? 12? Let me see. I'll tell you now. 12. Yeah, 12 lines. And there are times when these lines are flooded. So there are 8 people that are holding here.
Yeah.
Or 10 or 11. Can you imagine how long that takes?
Yeah.
I take Moshere. Moshere wants to speak for 5 minutes. I'm like, no, Moshere. And then I try cut Moshere, not because I'm trying to be rude, but because I'm trying to make sure I accommodate other people.
I think that's where we need to come in, you know, as a part of the feedback, but also to the listeners, to say, this is radio. You can't speak for 10 minutes alone, you know, and then give other people a chance.
Hey.
You know, you come in, it's a short thing.
Yeah.
Make sure you are straight to the point so that you don't get frustrated, because there are many people who are waiting.
We're waiting.
So if we can give you a feedback in that area. And also to say to the listeners, don't take it personal.
Yeah.
If they don't come back to you, because I think the doorkeepers as well, they'd want to know, what is it that you want to talk about?
Hey.
Understand that they want to make sure that the topic that we are bringing, it is relevant to what we are talking about. So don't take it personal.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are running a business and you want to speak to the community. But if I can speak to the listeners, because sometimes we get frustrated. Yes, the guy goes for 5 minutes,
hey,
6 minutes,
holding.
And I'm holding. So, from listener to another listener, remember that.
Let's remember that. It's important.
Definitely, it does. And also, when you are given a platform, sometimes you'll find me that I'm talking quickly because I want to put across whatever points that I have as quickly as possible, so that when I'm cut off, I know that I try to put
the point is
across as many as possible. That's why it does happen.
Yeah. And listen, I know people who've waited on the line. I mean, when I start the open line, and then it's 10 past, it's 15 past, it's 20 past, and I take the call at like 27 past, and someone called us at 5 past. But there are other people who call earlier than that, right? And the producers will, like now there's a line that's flashing, pink, purple. Wow, it's not pink. It flashes purple because they're telling me, take this line, because they know who's been holding
long.
So let's take Sam in Kempton Park. Sam, good morning.
Hi, Clement, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Clement, thanks for the opportunity. I've been a listener since my high school days, from 1991 or so. But the most important reason that I called is because of my reverend, who is the Reverend Patibula.
Yeah. Wow.
And I want to challenge you, Clement, one day. Take some time and get to know that man. He must tell you his history from Tembisa as Tama section.
Yeah.
He must start from there and then tell you. You will be inspired.
Yeah.
He really inspires me. And I think it's good. I know him from his primary school days.
Yeah.
And all that. So, but make some time. I challenge you. Spend some time with that man. South Africa will be inspired by his way. What
yeah, no, Sam. I will do that. So we have a coffee date, Reverend, very soon. Here's another voice note.
Hello there, Clement and guests and everyone on the production team. Tabo here in Pretoria. I'm 32 years old and I started listening to 702 in 2015 when I started a new leaf in my life, school and stuff. So much so, I listened to 702 from morning till evening. And it even influences the phones that I buy. Because if the phone does not have a radio feature or radio app, I do not buy it. So thank you. Thank you, 702. Love you guys. Bye.
Wow. So you actually specifically get those phones that have radio apps because you want to listen. That's fascinating. Here's another voice note.
Hello, Clement. This is Colleen here. I've been listening to you since 1990. I've enjoyed all the programs and I've learned a lot and taken a lot of tips from you people. And I'm like Matilda, I have the radio on all day and in the evening as well. Thanks again. Goodbye, Clement. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Thank you. Reverend Moshere, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
This is lovely.
Definitely. Thank you just to chill with you.
Yeah, it's always great hearing what you guys think. Yeah.
Also, thank you for really giving me this opportunity and also meeting Reverend in person. Also, what an inspiration. I appreciate the opportunity.
And pass our greetings to the entire team and keep up the good works, guys. You don't know what you guys are doing. You're keeping the nation going, you know, and those motivation, those teachings, those emotional moments, we really appreciate that. Keep on going strong all the time.
Yeah,
thank you, Clement. To you as well.
We appreciate you guys. It's a minute before 11.